did whittle down to I hope and expect to have a whole lot more people contacting. So there's a free closed space now, there's a demilitarized now, there's no man's land. Okay.
Or should we say an all man?
All man.
Or possibly a women and men's land.
So it's in everybody's land, just like it tends to be.
Uh-huh.
It's genderless, ageless, sexless.
Now you saw something like this happen up in Berkeley at the post office up there?
Yes, we started it up there.
Hold on for a second. You mean at the Berkeley post office people were sleeping?
Yes,
the
Berkeley post office.
Uh-huh. And
they had sleep.
Why would they go to the post office to sleep? Do they have to
have
the mail
orders? Federal and the local ordinances don't apply on federal property.
Hmm.
Plus, we want to get them into our federal circuit court. You understand?
So in other words, you're actually daring federal officials to arrest you.
I'm provoking them into making an action.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a provocateur in that manner, but I'm not normally a provocateur, but I've had it with this kind of nonsense. Robbing the house of people at this beautiful city. The thing is, it's insane. Now, I have a lady here with me, mm-hmm. and she wants to tell you about Maria Kinney, the grandmother that lost her car yesterday. Her, Amina Kinney is her name.
Sure. Put it on the... Before you go, Billy. Yeah. Let me just remind our listeners that if you want to participate in this sleep out at the post office tonight, what time should they come down and what should they bring?
They should come down between 8 and 9. We're just going to party all night long.
Now, you talk...
Once you get down and you want to sleep, bring something to sleep with it first warm because it gets a little cooler.
Now, is this likely to be an alcoholic scene?
Not necessarily, but, it's like... they have no jurisdiction if you do drink a drink, you know what I'm saying? It's freedom. We're talking about freedom. We're not talking about alcoholism, you know what I'm saying? That's not what we're into.
Wow. Well, it sounds like I would encourage you to try to exclude alcohol from the area.
Yes, that might be a good idea. But mm-hmm. once again, let me please explain to you that they have no jurisdiction. So if I was to open a beer and have a beer, they have no jurisdiction to tell me to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They would have to have a federal marshal come there and tell me to stop drinking a beer. That's the jurisdiction process, but it's not an alcoholic meeting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not why we're there. We're there for people's rights,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that is our goal, and that is our focus. And so anybody that can help out with whatever they can help out would be great.
What are you looking for? What do you want people to bring?
Just bring themselves, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
are you looking for food? Are you looking for,
food,
water?
Things like that. You know, all the little basic luxuries of life that you don't have when you're houseless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To ease the pain.
How about blankets? Do you think people are going to need blankets?
Yes, they need blankets.
Mm-hmm.
And they need, like food, water, that sort of thing. Transportation, maybe, I don't know.
And have you contacted the media and talked to them?
I tried. You know, I talked to 46, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to, I think, Channel 11, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, they both said they would be there, right?
But they didn't show.
And they never showed. There were no shows.
Yeah, well, they and the police both. Maybe that was...
that was a good sign.
That was better.
Yeah, that's okay. But tonight, maybe they'll show. The more people that show up, they're going to have to... The media will have to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep doing this until something happens.
I see. Well, this is great. If people want to leave a message for you, do you have a phone message?
I'm at the River Street Shelter, and they may be able to leave a message at the River Street Shelter. That's all that I know.
I see.
Okay. And the phone number is
458-9525.
Now, we should clarify. You're not staying at the River Street Shelter. That's where you happen to be at the moment.
Yeah, I'm there sometime during the day to eat, basically. I take showers. That's about all it's good for. There.
You're talking about
I'll tell you what, that shelter is a whole other can of worms, okay? And I'm finding out about what the worms are in there, okay?
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, when I know more, I will. Okay?
Now, you're actually talking about the Homeless Community Resource Center, right?
Yeah, just the fact that they called it homeless instead of houseless is wrong, okay?
Uh-huh.
The terminology is incorrect. I see a lot of money flowing in, but I don't see much flowing out of it.
Really?
Yeah. So, we'll find out for you, we'll let you know.
I'm going to let this lady tell you what happened to me. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We'll see you later, John. I'll keep you in.
It's Robert, it's not John.
I'm sorry, what do I keep paying up for?
Robert!
Yeah,
that's...
I'm tired, I am tired, I did sleep, but I'm still tired.
Okay, well, you
can... I don't
want
to sleep real good.
Okay, well, get some rest, today as well.
Yes, I sure will.
Okay,
Bill.
Okay?
All
right, then.
I don't know how to call your name because that's my last name.
Robert?
Yes, I'm Robert, and you're...
Hey,
who are
Mary?
You?
There's a lady who's turning 62 in a couple of days.
I just gave her flowers for her birthday.
Uh-huh.
She just came here from France. She's in a wheelchair. She has four dogs, a German Shepherd and three little ones on a leash from a wheelchair. The German Shepherd runs free. The little ones are leashes. She made a sweater for one of them. She owns a home in Epcot.
Right.
And, she ended up in Johnson. She just came in from France. She got hit by a truck, and the cop took her car because she was driving on suspended license.
So, were you a witness to this, or is this what you heard from her?
No, there's no witnesses. This is what we heard from her.
Okay.
Sweet little old lady.
Right. So
she doesn't have any suspended license. Nobody just talked to me.
Mm-hmm.
They stole her license and her car and told her she had a suspended license. She doesn't know what's going on. She's crying. And the only people here to help her are us homeless folks. Or should we say houseless?
So what is your name again?
Valerie.
And Valerie, what is her name?
Alina. Her name is Alina Kenny.
Alina Kenny. Have you attempted to file a complaint about this police behavior with the sergeant?
We just found out about it an hour ago. We're going to go to court with her on November 12th.
And what is she charged with?
What is she charged with, Sherry? Driving on a suspended license.
Driving on a suspended license. And did she disputes that her license was suspended?
Her license is not suspended.
That's what you
is
said?
What I understand.
Uh-huh.
The point is, she's being harassed because she looks like one of us homeless, houseless folks.
Right.
Who, like, I've been here for 27 years, as a matter of fact. I had an outstanding business going on countywide for 7 years till my front driver went off the road. I didn't get pulled over for that whole 7-year period.
What was your business, Valerie?
Gymnastics and dance classes.
Uh-huh.
For children.
Right.
I had to expand because they demanded it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, in the 80s,
right.
That was the most in demand swimming instructor for children in the whole San Lorenzo Valley.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now, what am I? I'm somebody, you know what happened? All my houses that I rented, the landlord sold and moved out of town, so I have no housing references. I've been self-employed between that business and selling flowers. I've been self-employed for 15 years, nobody will hire me, and that leaves me on the streets, looking like a bum, which I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And neither is Alicia Kenny. Alina Kenny.
Well, Valerie, are you a person who sleeps illegally at night, like in violation of the sleeping ban? You sleep outside?
Are you agreeing with it?
With the ban? No, certainly not. I'm just wondering if you have
to... I got a ticket this morning for the first time in my life because I woke up on the ground. Yes.
Really? Well, how did that happen? Tell me about that.
Hiding from the cops so they wouldn't find my campsite. I woke up and there was a ranger in my face. I hid from the cops last night.
What did the ranger say?
She wanted to take me to jail because I didn't like her attitude.
And can you describe for me the dialogue the two of you had?
The dialogue that we had?
Yeah, how did the conversation go?
Well, she said that she had been staring up for 5 minutes before I even woke up, and that she could have been anybody. Killed me, robbed me. Robbed me of what they haven't already taken, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted me, I can't remember the exact dialogue. You want to tell him the dialogue? Here. Here's somebody who could remember better because I had just woken up. You woke up first.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
My name's Tori.
Hey, Tori. You're on Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Great.
So tell us what happened with this ranger who gave Valerie a ticket.
The ranger was almost turned her head that way there because we were right at the gate. And, blue blanket. Just kick it back.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was kind of the person that would need cream and sugar in her coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't wake up real well. And she asked for her ID back.
Mm-hmm.
She said, make sure you give me my ID back because I don't want you to lose it. And a lady threatened her with jail because she was standing up for her ID card.
So what exactly did the park ranger, the woman who was the park ranger, say?
Called the police.
She called the police?
Yeah, police came. They didn't give us a camera ticket, but they gave us one for being asleep between the hours of 2:30 and 8:30 in the morning.
Between 11 and
8:30. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pending court now.
And so you both got a ticket, or she just got a ticket?
We both got a ticket.
And were you asleep when you were approached?
No, actually, I had a can of Copenhagen, right?
Uh-huh.
And,
that's a beer?
No, tobacco.
Tobacco.
Sorry. So, I mean, I was, like,
So you were awake when the police arrived?
Yeah, that's right.
Were you awake when the park ranger arrived?
Uh-huh.
And when did you first notice her?
She drove by about 45 minutes prior to the gate. I figured, well, maybe she wants to just go back to the gate.
Where were you sleeping or camping?
About 30 feet from the gate. I'm pulling up.
Okay, and so she drove by about what time?
I can't approximate, except for that. She denied it. She said she's been there a lot longer than 45 minutes.
So she came on in order to give you guys a ticket?
Yeah, even though the park opens at daybreak.
So this ticket was given to you at daybreak?
Yeah. Yeah, it was issued at daybreak.
And were you covered up with blankets?
Definitely, yeah.
So that's probably the section they're going to charge you under. The sleeping ban has three sections. The first is sleeping, the second is covering up with blankets, and the third is being in an established campsite at any time.
I got it.
Or having the intention of establishing a campsite.
Okay.
Well, this sounds pretty rancid, but pretty typical. How long have you been in town, Tori?
I've been here since I was 10.
Really?
Yeah.
So how old are you now?
29.
And would you consider yourself houseless?
Excuse me?
Are you a person without a home?
Or? Well, no, I don't have a place right now.
How long has that been the case?
About 4 months.
And do you frequently sleep out?
It's just good weather.
Uh-huh.
It seems like the thing to do.
I see. Yeah, but what about Valerie? Is she pretty much of a frequent sleeper-outer?
Well, she sells flowers to early morning.
She's what?
She sells flowers to early morning hours.
Sells flowers?
Yeah,
I see.
We're very much in the public eye.
Uh-huh.
Being on a bar scene or a nightclub, it's still pretty much right there.
Traffic. Are you two going to be supporting Billy's sleep out tonight? You're going to be coming to the post office?
That's a good idea. I was kind of standoffish at first.
Uh-huh.
But, I vote, right?
Right.
But, it's the same token, politically, it seems like the thing to do. I mean, people vote their own way, at least in California, we can still vote anyway that we choose. I don't know if that.
I mean, it's a political statement.
Right. Okay. So my question is this: Has Valerie or have you attempted to get shelter somewhere else? Are you forced to sleep outside, or is it you doing so because of choice?
It boils down to we go indoors whenever we can afford it.
I see, so it's not really, you don't really choose to be outdoors most of the time, you're forced to do that.
Correct.
So, let's say tonight, one good suggestion, maybe I should ask you to put Billy back on if he's there.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
You're tuned to Free Radio Santa.
Oh yeah, Robert?
Yes.
One more thing I want to say. The arresting officer, Miss Jenny.
Yes.
Her name was NMSUA. Maybe your listeners might know who that person.
One more time.
The radio officer's name was N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, S as in Sarah, U as in you. And
it sounds like an unpronounceable name.
Right, and an A.
Haven't heard of that, but it's interesting. I was going to suggest to you for your sleep out tonight,
uh-huh.
You should all attempt to go to the satellite shelter program and try to get in, and they will turn you away.
Where's that at?
That's at the Homeless Community Resource Center site, where you probably are now.
Oh, okay.
And ask if you can get into the program.
I've only been turned down for the past week I've been here.
Right. What you want to do is you want to go and make a showing that you are attempting to get into the program, and then when you go to court, in the event that federal
right.
federal thing doesn't work, you can show that locally you did indeed attempt to get shelter and you were unable to get it.
And I was turned away by a shelter.
Right. And this happens around 4:00, 4:30 in the afternoon. That's my suggestion.
Okay.
And that's one way of protecting. And if only one person does it, at least you, and that person then sleeps out at the demonstration, he can say there was no room for anybody, and everybody at this demonstration
right.
had to sleep outside.
And also, you know, another problem with that place
mm-hmm.
is I found the two guys that stole my guitar.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
just like I was told that they would be back. Sure enough, first thing this morning, they went in looking for something to steal.
So, in other words, you're saying that there seems to be some organized thievery out of the homeless community.
And they don't know about it at the shelter, and they don't stop these people from coming in.
How do you know they know about it?
Because they've been told.
I mean, you told them.
Yeah.
And what happened when these two arrived?
Did they didn't get them out or anything. They said, well, you have to have proof that they did something. Although they can obviously see what these guys are about, you know what I mean?
Well, now, have you filed a complaint with the police that these two men, are they man and a woman, or a man?
It's two guys, yeah.
These two guys
told you? Yeah, I called a complaint. The officer told me, he said, pretty much I can do whatever I want with these guys.
Well, is he suggesting you exact private vengeance?
Well, it's not really private vengeance. He says, you see him, you take his guitar away from him.
I see. Well, it seems to me the officer's responsibility to get the guitar for you, not to send you off to do his job.
I mean, what is this?
They're abdicating responsibility.
Yeah, I would call that officer's sergeant and suggest that you need to have the police department do its job, even though it is the lowly homeless people who are asking that they enforce the law.
I mean,
the law is supposed to be for all of us.
Yes, it is. There's no protection under the law. Well, I'm not being protected. My guitar is split. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So are you saying to me that right now you know where your guitar is?
I know who took it. And I don't know exactly where it is. Probably got fenced with a drug dealer somewhere.
Well, what you might do is you might file a formal complaint with the police officer and ask that officer to
investigate
and you can testify. If you saw the person who stole the guitar, then you can testify that man stole my guitar. Arrest him, please. You know, it seems to me. But I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but that would seem to be the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah, it would seem to be cool. So I'll follow your advice, Robert.
Sure. I hope it works.
This lady wants to tell you just a little bit more before getting up.
Sure.
Okay, there's a demonstration today at the boardwalk, isn't that correct?
There is a demonstration actually going on even as we speak.
I don't want to go down there from here.
Hang on, Billy, it'll be at the casino area for all you listeners right in front of the boardwalk on Beach Street. Just look for the folks with the signs and the flyers.
Yes, okay, because that's very important.
Tonight on the steps of the post office, look for Billy and his crew of restless malcontent sleepers on the steps of the post office.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we're going to fill the free space now, okay? And don't worry about it. If we're going to arrest anybody, they will arrest us.
They'll probably give everybody tickets and drive them away what they just
used
to do.
Well, they didn't even try to take a meeting, okay?
However, I would encourage people to come down anyway and certainly witness this and perhaps even join it.
Yes, please be a witness and please join. We need all the help and solidarity we can get. We do in Berkeley, okay? You ain't going to get hurt. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. You'll be okay.
That's
don't worry about it. Okay, I'll put that on. I'll see you later, Robert. I'll keep you informed about this so-called homeless recovery shelter or whatever the hell they got out here at River Street. Okay?
Thank you, Bill.
I was here 3 years ago at the Bass 40. It was all different ball game. I come back, and it's all tightly controlled. And I see a lot of money coming in, but I don't see much coming out.
Okay. Thank you, Billy.
And I'll let you keep... I'll tell you personally what happens later. I'm going to put that way on. Bye-bye, Robert.
Bye-bye, Billy.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Valerie.
Listen, are we on the air?
You are on the air.
Okay. Well, what I have to say is about the homeless shelter.
Yes.
The homeless, whatever you want to call it.
Yes. Are you talking about the River Street shelter, or are you talking about the Interfaith Satellite Shelter Program?
HCRC.
The Homeless Community Resource Center, okay.
All right. Ever since Mike Bustos took over, I think they have it going on pretty good, actually.
Uh-huh.
I just met Billy recently.
Right.
And he seems to be a pretty good advocate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a nice guy, and, you know, I can relate to what he's saying, but what I have to say is Mike Bustos is doing a damn good job of turning things around now.
Great. Yeah, I've always liked Mike myself. How's Community House doing, the trailer project next door?
I have nothing to do with that. What I heard is it costs $600 to live there and be there by 5 p.m. or you get kicked out.
Really?
Yeah, $600 a month to be told what to do. I wouldn't go there.
Mm-hmm. Is there a long waiting list or a lot of people trying to get in, do you know?
I know there's a waiting list for the free shelter that you get 30 days.
That's the...
But you know what? You can't have a boyfriend or a husband in the same room, so why would I want to go there? What? I'm married.
Exactly.
Why would I want to sleep on the other side of the campus?
You know, that's, of course, the problem with these shelters. They unlike the Coral Street open air shelter where you were allowed to sleep with your mate, you know, in these new places.
What? There is no place where you're allowed to sleep with your mate. What are you talking about?
Oh, that used to be.
Oh, you mean the
back 40.
Oh, well, I never went there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was back in the old days in 94 and 95.
Yeah, I remember those tents being there, but I never went there.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, how about this? I got 86 from the shelter for a year and a half.
Which shelter are we talking?
HCRC, because Karen was running it.
Okay.
That's Karen with the blonde hair. She's way cool. She runs the job search and stuff.
Uh-huh.
We're working closely with her, because we're trying to get work. Karen with the new car, yeah.
Karen Gillette.
Karen Gillette.
Right.
The one that was on the cover of the Good Times and somebody put devil horns on.
Mm-hmm.
I found it. The horns were cut out. I can't help it. I don't like her. And if she hears me, she's going to 86 me again. The point is, for a year and a half, I couldn't go and get a shower unless I could make it to the soup kitchen between 11 and 12. And you know, I work nights to survive.
Uh-huh. What kind of work do you do?
I sell flowers in bars.
Uh-huh.
That's what I've been doing it recently, because I'm looking for another job. But the point is, we're talking about the past year and a half.
What's the reason Gillette evicted you?
For taking a shower and being in there a couple of minutes too long.
Really? Is that what she said?
I wasn't even in there too long.
Uh-huh.
Even the people in line stood up for me. It was the guy behind the counter that didn't like me for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And this was how long ago?
A year and a half ago.
And have you been readmitted?
Finally, because Mike took over. But he had to consult with Karen first. Karen Gillette.
So she is still the queen bee, yeah?
Well, no. But Mike still had to discuss it with her.
I see.
Now, recently, I sent somebody over who lost all of his... Somebody broke into his car, so his stereo and his tapes.
Uh-huh.
All of his musical composition for the past 3 years. He didn't care about that. What he cared about was that one of those tapes he made with his brother,
mm-hmm.
before his brother was killed in Vietnam. He has no pictures of his brother, nothing but that tape where they were singing together.
Right.
All of those tapes that were stolen with that stereo were personal, you know, and he couldn't find them. And I said, well, go talk to Mike Bustos. If we find them, you know, we'll turn them into Mike.
Right.
I ran into him the next day, right when Mike was there, and he goes, yeah, there you are. Anyway, so...
He's still looking for his tapes.
Yeah. But the thing is, Mike's running the place, and it's a lot more in order than I've ever seen it. I mean, I don't know much about it. I wasn't there very long before I got 86 for taking a shower. I went to jail. He said, stay out for a week. 9 days later, I went and took a shower, and I got arrested.
For?
Not having any ID when I got out of the shower.
So they arrested
you? They dropped the charges, so I couldn't even tell the judge about it.
And how long were you held in jail?
Besides that, I was taken to jail. I don't know, it was 2 or 3 days, you know. I've never spent more than that much time in jail.
Valerie, let me understand this. You were first hassled in the showers and told to leave. Then you came back and took another shower. And because of
two
that...
2 days after, they said stay out for a week.
Right.
Because I was in there 5 minutes too long.
So you came back 2 days later. After
2 days after, yeah.
Right, after
they said, no, it's 2 weeks. We decided it was 2 weeks now.
So wait a minute, I'm sorry, you came back... You came back 2 days later.
I came back 9 days later.
9 days later, okay.
After that week.
Right.
And they said, no, we decided it was 2 weeks.
So you took a shower anyway.
It was 6 in the morning when I got there. It was 8 in the morning when I got out of the shower. And then I was being arrested.
So how long did you stay in line before you...
I had my ID on me, by the way. They just didn't give me time to find it in my backpack. Well, I know it's here somewhere. They go, well, if you can't produce it right now, you're going to jail.
So, Valerie, how long did you have to stand in line to take that shower?
Well, it takes... Probably half an hour.
So were you in the shower for an hour and a half? Or?
No. I was there at 6 in the morning. I didn't even get in line until 7:30 or something.
I see. I just wanted to understand that.
All right. Now, 7:30, I got in line.
So who had you arrested? Who initiated this arrest?
Whoever was working the bay that day. They call it the bay. The guy who gives up the shampoo and stuff.
And are the same people still working in those positions?
Some of them, but the ones I don't like aren't there anymore.
Do you think Mike Bustos has made some good changes?
Yes, I do.
What about Karen Gillette? You feel like you're not on the best of terms with her?
Definitely, I feel that way.
But you feel she has less direct control now over the Homeless Community Resource Center?
I hope so. I don't know exactly what her office represents. She still has an office there.
And she says she has a new car?
She got charges on me when I was 5 months pregnant. No, yes, she has a new car.
I'm sorry, was this about your being 5 months pregnant?
I was 5 months pregnant when I had to go to court on that. Trespassing. I'm taking a shower 9 days after I was 86 for a week.
I see. And
I went to jail originally for trespassing. Mm-hmm. At the shelter. Alright?
Right.
And then, 5 months later, I'm pregnant. I don't know if she felt sorry for me for my belly or if she was scared I would tell myself what really happened. They dropped the charges, I couldn't even tell them. You know what happened to the internet? I went to a court date, it got not continued. I went to a court date, they said show up on another day. I think it was September 6th a year ago. And I had it October 9th or something like that. I can't remember the exact date.
Sure.
Somewhere in there, about a year ago. And I had a cop take me to jail on a false warrant that never showed up for court. Well, my court date hadn't even produced itself yet.
You were
waiting for my court date where I was going to go, and I did go.
You were 4 or 5 months pregnant at that point, too.
Yeah. And I went to jail just because my boyfriend had a warrant for an unpaid fine. And he was on his way home. They picked him up on that warrant. And he said, well, I'm going to give you back your flowers, honey. And the cops called me at my house, woke me up at about 11:30 at night. And they said, well, we're taking your boyfriend to jail, but he said he wanted to give you back the bucket of flowers. And, I said, okay. And they said, meet us outside. So I went outside and they go, we're taking you to jail.
Are you kidding?
They took me to jail on a false warrant.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Real? Incredible. So let me ask you, do you know the names of the officers who did this?
No, but is there a way I can get them?
Sure. It should be in the records of who arrested you.
Alright.
You should be able to go down to the Citizens Police Review Board on Monday and tell them about the time and file a complaint. Now, it's true this is over a year old. You can ask that this be investigated anyway as a special and particularly egregious case.
You know Larry Rowland?
I'm not sure.
Have you ever heard of him?
Not sure.
He was a police investigator.
Uh-huh.
And when I got raped, when I was 6 months pregnant with Rachel, who is 2 now.
Right.
My other daughter.
Yes.
I got raped by her father.
Yes.
When I was pregnant, and I had to leave. I had to wait till 2:30 the next day when he fell asleep drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to get out of there. He tried to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I went to jail straight from the goddamn hospital after my fucking rape kit.
Right. And why was that?
The DA dropped the charges on him because they didn't want to file charges on me because his dada, said that I put pissed on him, which I didn't. I might have tried to defend myself when he was raping me, but I couldn't let him do that because I was 6 months pregnant. So I had to lay there and take it. And he I never hit him, but his dad came on right when the cops were taking him out of there. Rachel's dad. Now, by the way, Rachel's dad and I are on good terms now, so I'm not going to say his name.
Right.
But this is about the cops.
Right.
All right?
Go ahead. So the police chose to arrest you?
They arrested me straight from the hospital.
Right.
Because Rachel's grandpa called the cops when he drove in and saw his son in the back of the police car. He told the cops that I put marks on him, that I hit him.
Your son?
His son. My daughter's father.
Well, let me draw the conversation back. I think you're good in bringing up possible police misconduct here, particularly the misconduct by people at the shelter who should not be engaging this kind of abusive behavior, whether it's calling the cops for you taking a shower and evicting you for a year and a half.
Yeah, no, people tell me Valerie, you're looking real good these days. I'm like, oh, that's nice, thank you. But I don't have to tell them that that's going to get a shower every day now. For a year and a half, I had to scrap for showers. So we rented a motel for $40 a day, $275 a week, 6 months here, whatever. You can't do that forever.
Let me ask you, how many, are there many people who are victims?
Besides that, when we lived in those motels, I was so pregnant. But you know what? I don't know whether they can compliment or insult.
Right. Let me ask you this. Do you know of many other people who have been, you feel, unfairly evicted by Karen Gillette?
Yes, I do, but I couldn't tell you exactly their names, especially last names, or why. I've heard many stories.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, have you considered, I think the people who feel they've been unfairly evicted should get together, and of course, I take it, is Mike Bustos reversing some of these evictions?
Yeah, he let me back in.
How about the other people?
Yeah. There's people there that used to do heroin that are staying now at the part where I won't go because I can't sleep with my husband there.
Oh, you're talking about either the, you're talking about community house?
Yeah, well, next door.
On River Street Shelter, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I don't know what they call it.
Well, the River Street Shelter is the building next door, community house for the trailers.
No, not the trailers.
Right.
There's also a house where they serve women's lunch every Monday. And men stay on one side and women stay on the other side for 30 days max unless you have a job.
That's River Street. That's River Street Shelter. River Street Mini Shelter, as I call
it. Okay. So there are people there that I know who have been 86 by Karen Gillette who are now off heroin and in there.
And has Mike Bustos
allowed... I mean, one person that I know of, but...
Valerie, has Mike Bustos allowed those people to come back to the free meal and the lockers and so forth? Are they allowed to come on the property of the Homeless Community Resource Center?
Oh, well, one of the guys that was 86 when I was first 86 is now running the place, and he thinks he's got an attitude.
I see.
But I won't say his name, but...
Well, Valerie, you know, I'm going to be dropping...
No, Mike, I think as long as anybody talks to Mike,
right,
he'll listen. Uh-huh. And that's the difference between him and Karen.
Yeah, Karen has a lot of trouble listening, I've noticed.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to be coming down to the sleep out myself probably around 11 tonight, and perhaps if you're there, I'll see you there.
I'll be glad to meet you. You'll find me or Tori with a bucket of flowers, and we'll give you some.
Cool.
Or at least a rose if we're out of flowers or whatever.
I love flowers. I stick them behind my ear.
Oh, well then, you just take any flower out of the bucket and put it down your ear. Now listen, Robert, thank you for hearing me out.
Hey, listen, you've been talking to the entire community of Santa Cruz. That's what this radio station is for.
Hey, a guy drove by here. Where's the biggest station on Ocean? That's a bad thing to say. Cops are going to come now. A guy drove by in a Corvette. He got gas. And he thought he could pick up on me. He doesn't know I'm going to hear my husband.
Uh-huh.
And I go, no, maybe he didn't. He's listening. I shouldn't say that. He was nice. He was very funny. But I didn't want to ride. But I said, put Santa Cruz Free Radio on. We're on the air. He said he would.
Cool.
He's probably listening.
So say hello to him.
Corvette, hello. I didn't mean to say that you're trying to pick up on me. But I like your car.
All right, then. We'll let you two carry this on off air in the future. Thanks a lot, Valerie, and hope to see you tonight.
God bless you. Do you want to say goodbye to Billy, or should we hang up now?
You just give him a hug.
I'll give him a hug.
All right.
He just told me to go ahead and hang up anyway.
Okay.
I'll see you in the
And this is indeed Free Radio Santa Cruz. That was a lengthy live conversation with several homeless folks, or houseless folks, as some people like to put it, talking about life when you're homeless, life when you're getting evicted for taking a shower too many by an unsympathetic overseer, who himself is overseen apparently by an unsympathetic Grand Duchess. We're talking Karen Gillette here. Of course, I have numerous criticisms of Karen and have expressed those at different times. I'm glad that Mike Bustos seems to be moderating perhaps some unfortunate decisions made by Karen in the past. And I'm glad that her meetings are now open to the public. The Board of Directors of the Homeless Community Resource Center meets the last Thursday of every month at 5:30, I believe, or I think it's 5:30. And that's good news. We need there to be public input. We need there to be public discussion of problems that come up. And your problems can't be solved by the little Kissingers and the diplomacy that is sometimes effective. Then we need to bring these issues into the public area, as we've done today. So, You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz. You probably know that. If you don't, we're at 96.3 FM. If you want to take a peek at your radio, you'll see that's where you are. Phone number to call in case you want to add some thoughts to this afternoon's program. 427-3772. 427-3772. Here's a bit of music, and then we will continue. And if you want to call in, please do.
It's time to decide what it should mean. It's not the time, but just the dreams that die.
And sometimes when the room is still, there's so much truth to give.
Leaves you by the windowsill sometimes.
Without a word,
to take you high.
Without a word,
to tell you why. Now I just want to keep my name, my father, and anybody's game. Got a deal and go to fame.
Would trade their souls, a broken mirror is the only hope for them. And for you who'd exchange yourself just to be somebody else, spending things you never felt. Hey, you don't live,
you depend,
you can't give,
you can't give,
you
just bend.
Now if you care what people think, like this by some singing, then just stand back and watch it sing so slow.
On the 14th of September.
I was just speaking with a friend in a pipe shop down the street, and apparently, now I didn't witness this, but apparently a lady had a child in a car today, and the child was blowing the bubbles to the little bubble maker. She got a traffic violation. Why, I don't know, but that's my street news for the day.
Well, did you say where she was, or what time of day?
She was driving, I think, on Pacific, blowing bubbles, and it was a traffic violation.
Bubbling without a permit, perhaps.
Right, I think that's what it was.
She was too bubbly.
Right?
Did she talk about your car?
Another time? This happened about 4 days ago? Now, this, too, is all assumption. Pure assumption. No, I'm not going to talk about that. Because that's pure assumption. Turn that off for a second.
This is a secret case. We'll be back in a moment. And here's a man on a bike who was searched the other day. How did that happen, sir?
I was speaking back down here by the Metro Center, and this girl come walking by, and I said hi to her. And she just gave me a dirty look and says, well, this interview is just smiling. She got a real bad attitude. About 10 minutes later, a cop comes up and asks to talk to me. And he says, we got a complaint about a young lady, and that's when I stepped in and says, yeah, I know what you're talking about, you know, because you copped an attitude on because I tried to be nice. And he says, well, you know what it's all about, stand up. And I says, am I being arrested? And he says, no, you're not being arrested, but stand up. So I stand up. And he says, you know, I seize my knife on my side, and he says, is that a Leatherman tool or is that a knife? And I says, it's a knife. He says, can I see it? Hold it for a couple of minutes? And I say, okay, you know, because I ain't done nothing wrong. You know, what the hell? Mm-hmm. And he says, turn around. And I says, wait a minute, you can't put your hands on me unless you're placing me under arrest. And at the same time, he's putting his hands on me, so I pull my hand away. Mm-hmm. I says, hey, look, you can't put your hands on me unless I'm under arrest. You're violating my rights. Straight up and up. And he says, well, we have rights too. We have the rights to make sure you don't have anything on you that's going to harm us. And I'm going, wait a minute, why do I need to harm you when you just come here to talk to me? And I says, you know, like, this is direct violation. And he says, well, just turn around. So I turn around. It was Seeley, badge number 177.
Seeley, younger?
Younger. Mm-hmm. And I turn around and he grabs my hands and he holds them like this.
Your wrists are pushed in on themselves. Back of hand to back of hand. Right.
Right. And he holds it, and he says, have you got any more weapons or any drugs on you? And I said, no, man, I don't do drugs. You've got my only weapon, and I don't do drugs. I do help every other day, about 2 or 3 hours a day. And he steps back a little bit, still holding my hand, and says, you must be one of those that don't choke the two strangers. He says, yeah. And then he starts sitting. Puts money out of my pocket, puts it in my vest, takes my watch out of my vest, looks at it, puts it back in my vest. He says, are you sure you don't have any kinds of drugs on you that I should be aware of?
Would you object to something?
Yes, I did.
Object to any problems?
Yes, I told him, said, you can't do this. This is a violation of my rights. I'm not under arrest. And so he finishes. And he starts walking away, and I say, wait a minute, you got my knife. And he's got it in his utility belt with a knife case already in case. Like, he's just going to walk away. Like, forget about this. I say, you got my knife. He says, oh. And he unsnaps it, and he pulls it out and hands it to me and says, thank you, I forgot about that. And walks away.
Not like theft to me, man.
Yeah, well, it was attempted. So I turned around and went down and filed a complaint against his ass.
Very good. CPRB? Or the police department? Citizens Police Review Board on Cedar Street?
No, I went down to the Department of Records. Got a complaint for him there. I got a hold of the captain there. And the captain tried to make it look like he could pat me down legally without arresting me. And I know damn good well they can't even put their hands on me unless they're going to arrest me. You know, and he tried his damnedest to stop me from filing a complaint. Finally, I look at him and he says, hey, look, I'm tired of your bullshit. I'm tired of these cops' bullshit. Go down and give me the damn complaint. I'm going to file a complaint. And you're not going to stop me.
How long did he attempt to persuade you not to file a
complaint? About 5 or 10 minutes.
And about what time of day was it?
It was about 3:30. I got witnesses on. I got a witness on that, too. I got a witness for that, too.
You know that fidget? Mr. Shiles. Yeah. Shiles, the fidget man?
Yeah, the fidget man. He went with me down to the police station.
And that's
my report.
Well, speaking as a street lawyer here who has no degree, I would say that there is an officer, if he suspects you of a crime, has a right to detain you without an arrest. However, he cannot search you unless he sees... Right, that's the first point. The second point is, he cannot pat you down, which is not considered to be a search, without specifically articulable facts that indicate that he might be in danger. He didn't specify what those facts were. You could suggest that perhaps he had no such facts and was simply harassing you. If he does choose to pat you down, he cannot look inside your pockets without it being a full search. He can only do that if he's arresting you. So I think you're right on at least... three counts of being concerned about this. That's my offhand opinion.
Number one, I talked to a lawyer. They cannot even put their hands on you unless they're placing you under arrest. So the whole scene was illegal. And I heard later that come to find out that the lady that caught me in attitude was a police officer also. So I think it was a setup.
Interesting. Well, I think you did the right thing by filing a complaint, though. Of course, don't wait too long for the result, but at least it goes into the officer's file.
Yep. Next time they fuck with me, I'm filing a fucking lawsuit against them.
You want to give your name?
It's Oscar McMurray.
And thank you, Oscar.
Talk about this ticket on the air, or?
Yeah, I just don't have any proof.
It's okay, but you have gotten a ticket. Did you say, Carrie? I'll call you Melissa here. Carrie, you got a ticket here from your site in Lighthouse Field, dated September 12th, 8:27 a.m. That's 3 minutes before it becomes legal to sleep. Did the police officer give you a warning?
No, he never gave me a warning.
And it looks like it's Officer Callum. Is that a Santa Cruz police officer?
I think so,
yeah. Blue uniform. What did he say to you?
He just said, get up. I'm going to have to give you a ticket after we go to sleep in this county or something.
Did he use the word county or city?
I think he just said here. I don't really remember what exactly.
Did he say he'd gotten a complaint?
He said that they'd gotten reports of people sleeping in the field.
And how many others were sleeping in Lighthouse Field?
He told me that everyone else was gone and I was the last one left, so he's going to give me a ticket. Like everyone else had already woken up and left, and I was still there, and he found me and gave me a ticket for it.
Was his manner neutral, courteous, hostile?
Pretty neutral.
How long have you been in Santa Cruz?
For about a month and a half.
And have you been sleeping out illegally every night?
Yes.
Is this your first ticket?
Mm-hmm.
And is this because police have been ignoring you, or because you've been hiding better, or what's the reason?
I suppose I was just hiding better. I'm not really sure.
Have you heard that many people have been getting tickets? Have you heard much in terms of reports?
I haven't really heard of that many people. I've seen them give out a lot of tickets for things, but maybe
how about
I...
for sleeping?
Maybe I know it's gotten a ticket for sleeping.
Anything you want to say to your free radio? Thank you. See, Paul's pretty nice about it. Getting a ticket or nothing. So, Oscar, you had a courteous contact with a police officer.
Yeah.
He came upon your campsite.
Yeah, about 8 o'clock in the morning, day before yesterday.
And he just, what was the nature of the conversation?
Well, he said, wake up, police officer. And I said, okay, just give me a minute. I have bad legs. I have a hard time moving. He says, okay.